We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Ascension Via Christi President and CEO Bob Koppel. Of course, COVID-19 cases continue to dominate the news here, and we've reiterated the point of vaccines work. I know I was telling you here before we got going, I thought it was interesting that the number of breakthrough cases, while they are happening, is pretty low here in our area, and I think around 1% for both Riley and Pottawatomie County. From all I've heard on this is most of those cases are pretty mild whenever they do happen.
Yeah, so that's been our experience, because we've actually, we've seen that with some of our staff. I know of at least one of the physicians in town who also had COVID after being vaccinated. And, for the most part, I would say pretty consistent. What is, again, a little different this time, like lots of just nasal congestion is like pretty common for those who are vaccinated who then get COVID, like exceeding amount of that. So that's just, but for the most part, fairly minor. They just don't feel well, but they are off work. Well, they're off work because they are positive COVID, but they're probably just not, just laying around and getting some extra sleep for a few days and then kind of bounce back. A personal family member of mine actually got the antibody infusion, and that was definitely a game changer. She's older, and that made a huge difference. And she bounced back very quickly. So I think there's, again, we got some strategies now. We got some ways to help with that. That's certainly a positive thing. The 1%, I actually hadn't heard that specifically, Brandon, but that'd be pretty consistent with our observation, I guess. Again, another encouragement for people to get vaccinated.
Yeah, and that stat comes, by the way, from Leslie Campbell. Pottawatomie County, they had like 24 out of their total 2,200 plus cases were, since the pandemic began, 24 of them were breakthrough cases. I think 94 was the number here in Riley County. So pretty low. Just as we kind of wrap up the COVID discussion here, what are some, maybe some personal perspectives you can share with us?
Well, I guess two things. One, so I talked to a group of our physician leaders yesterday just to get their perspective, and I said, hey, I'm going to be going on KMAN. Anybody want to join me? And no one raised their hand. But what they did say, is like, I think a little frustration because they every day are giving advice and coaching people on a whole range of healthcare issues. And that's everything from prenatal care to cancer, their heart issues, broken bones, sprains, pulmonary, all these things. And I think some frustration that patients will listen for that, but they won't listen to a conversation around the importance of getting a COVID vaccine. And so I think, that's just so inconsistent. One thing they said, I thought one of the docs said, viruses are so unpredictable and vaccines are actually very predictable. We kind of know how this works. I'm certainly concerned about long-term effects. And, if people have questions, they, really reiterate, talk to a healthcare provider. And specific to COVID, talk to somebody who actually has taken care of COVID patients. And we got a bunch of them here in the community. I mean, our entire medical staff, versus somebody you don't even know on the internet. Why would you take advice from somebody on the internet you've never met versus the person you see for care? So I think there's that side of it. For me personally, I had a lot of internal conversation as a leadership team and with some of our staff and obviously the physicians around, we there's this belief in social justice teachings for our organization, for me personally. And one of those social justice teachings is about solidarity and the common good. And I think we're all challenged to kind of watch what is happening, the divisiveness, and not understanding why people don't want to protect kids and why we don't want to protect our older people, our immunocompromised people as a community, as the residents of this county, of this region. So, I think that's just kind of a struggle. For us, working for Ascension Via Christi, part of our mission statement actually speaks to caring for the disadvantaged. And my opinion that term has been redefined in the last 15 months. We've always kind of thought of the disadvantaged as being people who are poor or people who don't have access to healthcare in our particular ministry. It's been expanded. I think the disadvantaged are those who are perhaps overweight, even a little bit, people who have diabetes, people who are immunocompromised. I'm not sure people have ever considered them to be disadvantaged. and, you know, other serious health issues. Ironically, into that category of disadvantage are now the group of the unvaccinated. They are at a disadvantage. And so how can we help? How can we, you know, sit down, talk with people, answer questions, help explain stuff? How can we help them see the value of being vaccinated, protecting everybody else that they care about that's around them, you know, keeping our schools open, keeping people able to do activities, you know, doing the things we actually enjoy. And, you know, for us, maybe not caring for so many COVID patients. That would, I think the biggest frustration, I mean, I have staff daily in tears. I have folks who are really struggling to understand why we're having to take care of some of these patients because it's so avoidable. Mm-hmm. This is avoidable for many of these patients. For some of them, it's probably not avoidable. They've got other significant health issues. It's probably not so avoidable. But for so many of these people, to be putting 30 and 40 and 50-year-old people on ventilators, this does not make sense. And I think that's probably just, I think, the struggle for us as a group, as a work team, is trying to understand that and understand why people don't really seem to care that that's happening. And that's, you know, just, we're just trying to make sense of all that because it's so inconsistent with everything else, specifically in this community. That is so inconsistent with how everything else is done in this community.
Yeah. You know, there's a patient that died recently here. They were relatively young, and you know, we get the obituaries here, and it's pretty easy to tell who they are. It's really easy to look people up anymore. But the guy had kids, you know, and fairly young, as I mentioned. He's probably in his 40s, and, you know, unvaccinated, I believe. It shouldn't have happened. And as you mentioned, it's very avoidable, and it's just such a sad thing because that family now has no husband and no father for these kids. So just a real sad thing.
Well, you know, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. That's why we're here. That is our mission. We're going to take care of folks. We are going to continue to focus on the disadvantaged, and we're going to continue to advocate for solidarity and the common good because we think that's important.
Yeah. Well, moving on, let's end on a happy note here. Talk about what's coming up here later this year for Ascension Via Christi. Yeah.
So we actually are going to be celebrating our 85th anniversary of sponsoring the community hospital here in November. So we've started some preliminary planning around that. We, of course, that's, you know, impacted by COVID too, potentially. But we're very excited about that. It's been a privilege. It's a blessing to us to be able to do that. But the Sisters of St. Joseph of Concordia actually were the first folks who kind of entered and had taken over a hospital here in Manhattan back in 1936. So looking forward to that. That's a great big deal. And then, you know, probably the only thing I'll put a quick plug in for employers, talk to your insurance broker. We've rolled out a new managed care product called Nexus Flint Hills. It's a tiered network product. The goal here is to save local employers premium dollars. That is our goal too. So.
Okay. Very good. Well, Bob, always appreciate it. And I think we'll have you on next Thursday at 7:00. So we'll look forward to talking to you again here real soon.
Julie, I think Julie and Alice and I are in a little bit of a rotation.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Well, Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. That's going to wrap up our first half of the program. Stay tuned. Jim Jeanette will join us next from Manhattan Area Technical College.